I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical.
Where are we? In what key are we hearing this flute of Pan? It's in no key at all.
Art influences art. The work of one discipline can inform and inspire the work of another. In France, at the close of the 19th century, a movement known as Impressionism left its mark on the world of visual art, literature, and music. In the 1870s, a group of artists in Paris called themselves the Anonymous Society of Painters, Sculptors, and whatever their medium was. They challenged the accepted norms of aesthetic beauty and technique. In 1874, Claude Monet's painting Impression Sunrise was put on display. The critics didn't know what to make of this unusual piece. One critic called this work, and the artist that created it, Impressionist. This term was meant to be an insult. These paintings were unfinished, messy, left with brushstrokes, blurred lines, and blobs of paint. However, Monet and his contemporaries embraced that title. Impressionism was a new way of seeing reality. It was color and light as perceived by the painter. Since the time of Aristotle, art was considered to be an imitation of nature and reality. But in the 19th century, this view began to change. The invention of the camera allowed reality to be captured in a literal sense. But what a photograph can't do is show the way that light dances off of a wave or how colored leaves blur in the wind. That's what the Impressionist painters were trying to express. In literature, Impressionism found its expression in the symbolic poetry of Stéphane Mallarmé and his contemporaries. The symbolist poets believed that words had beauty and meaning in and of themselves, apart from context. Poems could suggest, not describe, evoke, not explain. Mallarmé's poem, Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, inspired the composer Claude Debussy to find a means of expressing these ideals through music. Debussy believed that music was better suited than any other medium in expressing nature and the dance of color and light. A painter would need multiple canvases to achieve what a composer can do in a single piece. Debussy disliked the term Impressionism for his work. Nevertheless, his music, much like Monet's paintings, escaped convention, blurring line and color through the avoidance of traditional scales and harmonies. The critics' reception of Debussy's 1887 Pathum was quite similar to their reaction to Monet's painting. They called it an exaggeration of color and texture. Impressionism is a great example of the change that was coming in the 20th century. Artists would continue to challenge traditions, aesthetics, and even the taste of their audience. Find out more about Impressionism and follow the timeline at vpr.net/timeline.